Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. This Week in America. Thank you for being with us on the program today. Robert Maxim's Legacy series has earned international acclaim as he highlights life's true virtues and purpose. A frequent guest at book fairs and conventions, as well as a go-to media resource, Robert was born in Cuba, moved to the U.S. at age 12, growing up in California. Now, as a child, he experienced sleep-time visits to other worlds and alien craft encounters. Those visions continue in both wake and sleep states, shaping his life and changing his calling to science, religion, and the science of life. In 2014, Robert published the first in a series of 5 legacy episodes to rave reviews, called A Must-Read for Every Truth Seeker. Legacy is set in the future, describing one man's incredible journey through several lifetimes as far back as a million years. The blunders, the triumphs, the many worlds and places where those experiences took place. And that one man, Robert Maxim, is with us once again on This Week in America. Robert, welcome to the program. Great to have you with us today.
Well, thank you for having me on board, Rick.
It is great to have you back. And sort of a special day today. You've got some video for us again. We've got some questions from the listeners and viewers. And we encourage you, if you have any questions for Robert, just go to our website and you can email that information in. Not sure how many we'll get to today because we have sort of a special beginning for the program. Let's do some background on this. This is a very special viewing that you had a few years back, and then it occurred recently again.
Yes, it is. And I'll go ahead and share some slides here with you so that everyone can actually see.
And if you go to the YouTube version of the show, just go to thisweekinamerica.us, go to video, and you'll find the YouTube version there, and you can see exactly what we're talking about. So, Robert, I'll let you take it away and show us and give us a little bit of background and exactly how this happened and how it happened again.
Well, it was the early 90s, I believe it was 1992, when I had an evening experience. And at the time, I'm not sure if the video feed is actually coming through.
Are you able to see it? Yes, I can see that. It's a great picture.
Okay. This showed up in my vision, and it lasted for quite a while. There seemed to be some sort of a communication tower being built on a moon. And I had no idea why I was there, what was going on, or even the time or age when this was happening. But something caught my attention, and this was it right here. You can see the Andromeda Galaxy here, yes, in this set of 5 stars. Well, I knew immediately this was Cassiopeia. And this star right here, well, I didn't know what it was, but I knew that I was on a nearby world somewhere, wasn't sure where, looking down at the same, literally the same angle of space that we view here from Earth. The vision actually moved forward, and let's see, there we go, not too many slides. No. Oh, by the way, this is a picture of Alpha Centauri. We'll come back to this, and this is Proxima Centauri. This is actually where I was, but at the time I did not know. The vision actually shifted to a view similar to this. Now I was on the planet looking at a sunset. It was this picture doesn't really give it value. The kaleidoscope of sky colors is just immense and actually stronger than this.
Now, I'm impressed with what I'm seeing here, and you're saying this is nothing compared to actually what the vision was.
That is correct. It was extremely vivid. And one thing that was very strange about this world is there were trees, oak-style trees, actually growing on the sand. This was a beach, and I was looking at what appeared to be a light azure ocean that actually ran into the horizon. If you have seen the movie Contact, where Jodie Foster lands on this beach and has this view of this foreign world, it was very much like that, except it had a different night sky. So we can actually relate to that. Now, what happened was that 23 years later, I was driving back from Florida, and I stopped at Franklin, Alabama for rest. During the night, at about 2:15 in the morning, I had this sudden dream vision, and this is what I saw. I saw this picture of space. I saw the words as you see them, where you see them, this star, specific star pattern, and there were four beings pretty much in the background speaking to me, and they were explaining to me, make sure you remember this. And they mentioned it 5-6 times. Remember this. Remember this. This is extremely important. And then they said 100 Doradus is the homeworld of the reptilian species. Remember, remember, remember. And I woke up. And I literally stood in cold sweat on my bed. And I said, I'm going to remember. Yeah, I'm going to remember. I wrote it down on a pad right next to me, but immediately fell asleep again. Well, guess what? The dream repeated identically. The same dream? The same dream. And then I woke up and I said, boy, this must be important, really important. So, yes. I fell asleep again, and then I had yet a third vision that I will go into. But in the days that passed, I decided this means something. First of all, there is no such thing as a star system called 100 Doradus. There is a Dorado constellation, but no such thing as 100 Doradus. Now, notice that this is Vulpecula, the constellation of Vulpecula, and these are two large binary stars. It means something. So I figured, okay, this must be some sort of star coordinate system, a measurement. So I assumed, all right, let me take the midpoint of right ascension and declination of Vulpecula and the same thing for Dorado. And let me take the difference between those two coordinates. Well, guess what happened? The answer to that equation is 100. And I said, ah, I got it. That's what it means.
Okay.
Yay, yes. This is great. But a couple of days later, something told me that wasn't it. There's more to it. So I said, oh, man, how do I decipher this thing? So finally, I said, you know what? What if I take... Because this reminded me, remember that picture of Cassiopeia with that unknown large star on the side?
Oh, yes, yes.
This looks very much like it, doesn't it?
Yes.
Except it's flipped upside down. So I went ahead and flipped it upside down. Oh, this is a view.
Okay.
You know, you flip it around and then you twist it. And guess what happens? Here you go, Cassiopeia. With that star there. Well, now, if you take these stars away, guess what you have back there? The Veil Nebula. So I said, okay, so that must mean something. I took the center coordinates of the Veil Nebula and plugged it back into that right ascension declination formula, and this is what I got. I got this swath of space.
Okay.
And that meant in here, this is narrowing down further the area I'm supposed to look for. But there are areas here where the Dorado, this is the Dorado constellation going through here, this is outside of its realm. So if I'm supposed to find something, it's going to be right here. So I ran a midline calculation between both coordinates. And this star right here showed up within 3 light years of the mean. So guess what? That's the star system that I was looking for. That star is known as HIP 20650, It's 402 light years away. It is a double, it's a binary star, and it's a class F, which means it is very much like our sun. It is about 1.4 times larger than our own star, which means that the Goldilocks life zone for the star system must be somewhere around something like Mars. A planet at the distance that the Earth is might be too hot to inhabit. So we're looking at a world about 130, 140 million light miles away from this star. Now, what this third dream was about, this is where it started, right here.
Okay.
I was literally yanked consciousness. It was kind of like sudden, bam, I was there. And it happened so fast that I was really throwing out of my marbles. I was having a hard time remembering this thing. But with time, it came back to consciousness. And what we're seeing here is that same planet that I have visited once, except now I was being hosted in one of their cities. And these are the beings that live there. This is what they look like, what they were dressed like, their cities, what the city looks like. These canopies that you see on top of every building is actually an energy field. It's not solid. And it varies in colors. It's actually a beautiful thing to watch, constantly changing. You see some other smaller buildings here. And something else that's unique to this world, there are no pointed or no square configurations. Everything is rounded. And they do that for a reason. The rounded, the smooth points are actually help regenerate positive energy. The points concentrate negative. So they have eliminated all types of negative emissions by the very design, not only of their cities, but also their way of life.
Interesting.
Now, they started talking to me and giving me a message, and they said, you must remember this. You must give this message to the world. So, with your permission, I am going to deliver that message.
My little sliver of the world, get ready. Here we go. Not all the world, but a small portion of it. So, yes, the message, please.
All right, here we go. This is their message to the world. They made it very clear that they understand the sad style of life that we lead, and it has been purposely designed to hurt and steal from one another, rather than to prosper and serve the infinite. As a result, if you do not serve the elements and the infinite, the elements turn against you. Physical illness, the ground doesn't yield, storms, all these catastrophes, they happen because we are destroying or not working with the elements in the way that universal law explains it. And we can certainly touch based on that a little more in the future.
Okay.
Thus, we create a negative, invisible spiritual force that eventually possesses and controls us. And this we know as the lower self. There was a movie once, Forbidden Planet. I don't know if you remember Forbidden Planet.
Vaguely, yes, yes.
There was a very important message there where this mad scientist had discovered this ancient civilization and this machine that amplified his mental capacity. Well, it was also amplifying his ego. And eventually the ego grew to such degree that it came back and killed him. Well, this is exactly how the elements turn against man. And this is that invisible spiritual force that has turned against us, is possessing and is controlling just about everything we think, we want, and we do. And our mission here on life is to overcome it and diffuse it.
So this way, they visited you multiple times. really reinforcing the fact that you really need to remember this. And this is the message that they want you to get out to the world then.
That is correct. It is critical. And there will be a second message after this. They made a point, and we touched upon this the last time. Reincarnation is a mission of consciousness to bring down higher wisdom to this lower self and thus meet this second condition, to evolve it upward, to diffuse that lower self. That's what life is all about. When we reincarnate, life's situations give us all that we need to confront negations and succeed in our mission. Therefore, some people may be born with a certain talent, or they may be born with a handicap. Well, those are situations that have been arranged for you to overcome a negation. I will share one with you. I was born originally with 6 fingers in my right hand. It was, yes, a handicap deformity. Unfortunately, they cut off the wrong finger. And I was left with a thumb that really doesn't work. Well, my challenge was to overcome. I became a concert pianist in spite of that. So there is no such thing as a limitation. There is no such thing as cannot do. The problem is we do not want to do. We're lazy. And instead of meeting our mission here in life, we give in to comforts and experiences that actually are addressed by the next point. Mission objective is to discover, to recognize, to learn from, and to correct personal emotions, and to express higher objectives, not the objectives of this possessive, controlling lower self. Anything outside of this basic need, such as goods, desire, escape mechanisms, will, emotion, selfishness, is considered an excess that is contrary, and it's a roadblock to this mission. This excess is a possessive disorder that de-evolves and extends the number of future missions, reincarnation cycles. And in our last conversation, we talked about the fact that sometimes we don't get the mission, and it causes us to go through this reincarnation cycle more than we need to.
Yes, exactly.
Well, here we go. This excessive possessive disorder is one reason why that is the case. Life has to set itself apart from these unnecessary needs, excess, and distractions. We must be aware the moment that we're giving into that, cut it out, refocus. Focus on respecting the infinite principles, the laws, and stress your personal reincarnation mission. And finally, this was really brought out to me, is just make sure your listeners and everyone understands this. If anything, they have to understand this. Your past negative experiences are the reason for all physical and mental ailments.
How can we overcome that?
Well, I would take these 8 pointers right here.
Right.
And recite them. This is how. Especially putting your focus on your mission and not being distracted by things that are mundane. That is the first step. And the second step is to understand and learn what the universal law is. Legacy goes into this a lot. It's all about that. And also, you will find a lot of information to that regard on unariusunited.com. Dr. Norman goes deep, really deep into these concepts and are very well explained.
I guess the question I was asking sort of is it possible to reverse? I mean, once we deal with and understand problems that we had in the past, are we able to overcome that?
Yes, understanding first and then remediation second. Okay. Yeah, absolutely. It's difficult to remediate if you don't know what's wrong.
Exactly, exactly. All of this information is available at Robert's website, which is rgaetan, GAETAN.com. The other website he mentioned is unariusunited.com. And you can link on directly to both of those websites by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. It's interesting as I'm watching you and you took these visions and then had the drawings made, as you're going through that, and there seems to be this urgency because they keep telling you, you need to get this message out, remember it, and disseminate. Mm-hmm. Is this advice that they're giving us, or is this a warning they're giving us?
It is advice. And as a matter of fact, I'm glad you asked that because that leads right into this slide right here. It was explained to me that this is advice. They do not interfere with beings of this world. They are our brothers and sisters. They are students of life, just like we are. They have put these principles into practice, and that makes them, in our respective view, what they are today. I want to talk about this room right here, because this is the lead into the next message. You're looking at a medical facility inside one of these buildings. Now, the walls that you see, they appear solid. They are not. They are energy fields, and they look just like walls. And what you see on the right-hand side there, and that crystal on the ceiling shining down, that is a physical regeneration ray. What it does is it realigns your DNA and your molecules that have, in this dimension, gone wrong or distorted or whatever. It restores them back to the blueprint, which exists in higher dimensions. So it re-replicates your DNA, and before you know it, you are repaired. Again, it is the mind that brings the body down in frequency into a lower realm where you lose touch with a blueprint and then things get chaotic. The person that is in front, we would consider to be a doctor. Now, notice how tall these people are.
Well, I was going to say that in relationship to you in the one slide that we saw there, they look like they were maybe 10, 12 feet tall. Or are they that much taller than humans?
At least 8 to 9 feet tall, at least. They are huge. And they're very athletically built. They're very fit and healthy like you cannot believe. Now, this doctor entered the room and asked me to follow her. I'll go ahead and cut to the chase here. But the doctor showed me how their fields operated, how the walls actually closed and became energy. I got to test them. There's more information on that on the site. And then they brought me to this room right here. Now, what they were explaining to me was that it's going to be part of the message, but they explained that aging in our physical bodies is caused mainly by a genetic defect in our livers. Right around the age 20, 21, our liver stops regenerating. It starts shrinking and starts emitting less blood flow. I didn't know this. They explained it to me, and I was shocked when I started reading up on this thing.
Well,
because
yes.
I always want to verify everything. I verify everything. And then I saw this and said, oh my goodness, you know, there is something here. So what they explained is, first of all, this is a fourth generation deformity in our DNA. And the only way to fix it is, you see the device that she has on her right hand?
Yes.
They have to cut you up. Basically, they have to make an incision. That device cuts, numbs, cauterizes, and then it's able to apply corrective DNA sequences to the liver, reseals the skin, and then you have to head to the previous room to have the rest of your body realigned. DNA-wise. If you align the DNA in such chair, it could, I'm sorry about that message there, it could potentially kill you. The body will automatically attack itself.
Okay.
So that type of realignment cannot occur in that manner. This doctor was very witty, and she made it look like, well, we're going to cut you up right now. And I go like, whoa, just a minute here. Are you sure it's really necessary?
Well, and you know what's really strange? Did she ask you about insurance coverage? Do you have like a Blue Cross card or something? She wasn't asking you for insurance information, apparently.
Well, I'll tell you, that really went through my mind. But I said, how about anesthesia and what have you? And then she explained, we're not going to do that first because you didn't ask us to do it.
Interesting.
We will never do anything against your will. And second, you're here spiritually. You're not here physically. You have been astral projected here, so we cannot do that. But they don't interfere with anyone's lives. And this is where they made the final message.
Now, we've got about 2 minutes left in the program. We can follow up on the next show. Do you want to save the second message for next time or tease us with it this time?
I'm going to tease you. Here we go.
Here we go.
Everyone on Earth suffers from a degenerative genetic liver disease, pretty much like I mentioned.
This is
why people age, fourth generation ailment, and that basically means first, you have the organ involved. Second is the hormone that induces it. Third is cellular and molecular deformity. And fourth is the final step, which is the DNA, which is the cause. Requires DNA restoration, followed by entire body splicing technique. So that is basically the message. We have to heed the universal laws in order to make a dent, not only into our own physical remediation, but our spiritual. We have to heal both.
There is so much information there. And again, you can look at the video by going to, you can go to Robert's website, because I'm sure you will find it there, rgaetan, rgaetan.com, and look at the video. You can go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, and link on directly. So much there will sort of absorb it. Can we pick up on this when you come back the next time?
Oh, absolutely.
The time goes by way, way too quickly, and we'll try to do maybe an extended version of the program last time. Everything we talked about, it's the Legacy series. It's available. You find it at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, available all across the country. The author is Robert Maxim, M-A-X-X-I-M. Information is at Robert's website, rgaetan, rgaetan.com. Information on the topic that we talked about at unariusunited.com. And link on directly to both of those by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Did I cut you off as you were going to say something?
No. No, I think we're good.
Okay.
We'll wait until next time.
We've got so much to talk about next time. And as I say, we're going to try to work on an extended version of this so we can really get into some of this. And we've got a number of questions from listeners. If you have any, go to the website. Let us know. You can contact Robert directly with questions, or you can go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, and do that. Once again, our guest on the program, always fascinating, Robert Maxim, M-A-X-X-I-M. We're talking about the Legacy series. His website is rgaetan.com, G-A-E-T-A-N, or unariusunited.com. Both of those you can find by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Robert, as always, a pleasure. We look forward to next time and a lot more to talk about. Thank you for being with us.
My pleasure. Thank you, Rick.
You're welcome. You're listening to This Week in America. Information on our guest, Robert Maxim, at our website, thisweekinamerica.us.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.